With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The theme music for the TV thriller Spencer for Hire, based on the characters created by mystery writer Robert B. Parker. Parker is out with his 13th Spencer novel, Taming a Seahorse, in which the hard-boiled Boston-based private eye heads to New York to investigate the disappearance of a young prostitute and the murder of her pimp. Spencer made his debut in 1974 in Robert B. Parker's first novel, The Godwolf Manuscript, and Parker says his hero has changed over the years.
He's aged. He knows things he didn't know in 1974. He responds more to complexity. Probably understands that the choices are more limited than he used to think they were.
Parker says his books have changed too.
They have become more complicated, more interested in human interaction, and less interested in the more conventional forms of the hard-boiled private eye story.
Robert B. Parker says he has no intention of abandoning his hero, whose first name remains Parker's secret.
I may occasionally write a book about other people, not about Spencer. I have in the past about three times. And I will again now and then, though no one encourages me to. I mean, I have this goose laying a golden egg here, and nobody in the publishing world wants me to mess around with a chicken, you know, next door. But I will now and then, because sometimes I have stories to write that can't be about Spencer.
And no, Robert B. Parker has never become bored with his tough private eye.
I get no more bored with Spencer, whom I have known for 12 years, than I am bored with Joan Parker, whom I have known for 36.
Joan Parker being his wife, with whom he collaborated on a nonfiction book called 3 Weeks in Spring, which dealt with the family's ordeal after Joan found a malignant lump in her breast. Spencer's back in Robert B. Parker's thriller, Taming a Seahorse, published by Delacorte Press, Seymour Lawrence. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The ABC television thriller, Spencer for Hire, is based on the hard-boiled private eye who has appeared in 13 novels written by Robert B. Parker.
I talked to Joe Bross.
Just because you got there first doesn't mean it's yours.
You don't have to go after those punks. Bross called it even.
It's my reputation, not his.
Your reputation is bigger than that, Hawk.
What you want, Spencer?
What I want is to nail Joe Bross.
The fact that Robert Urich, who plays Spencer on television, doesn't look anything like the Spencer in the book fails to bother Robert B. Parker.
He's not perhaps the Spencer of the books exactly. He's younger and less battered. But most stars of television series are younger and less battered.
Spencer for Hire is shot entirely in Boston, and Robert B. Parker says as a result, $1 million a week is pumped into Boston's economy.
Everybody is very helpful and enthusiastic, particularly because it's new. If you're shooting in L.A., everybody's jaded and they don't want you running cables across their lawn, but in Boston, people are still excited.
Parker is a consultant on the show.
The primary duty of a consultant is to cash the check at the end of the month, but I read all the scripts. I make suggestions.
The Judas Goats is a Robert B. Parker Spencer fan club named for Parker's fourth novel. It has members all across the country, and its annual gathering was held in Cambridge.
I found very late in the day that day was Robert B. Parker Day in Cambridge. Didn't even know it all day. I couldn't take advantage of it. And the mayor came and gave me a plaque. And
You probably could have ridden for free on the subway or the bus.
I could have done a lot of good stuff, yeah. But who knew?
In Robert B. Parker's latest thriller, Taming a Seahorse, Spencer tracks down a missing prostitute and the killer of her pimp. Published by Delacorte Press, Seymour Lawrence. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.